Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
The culture of life, from being preborn to the end of life. All week, we have been talking with Roy Baldwin, the CEO of Christian Heritage, who focuses on working alongside vulnerable youth and children so they will flourish. Welcome, Roy.
It's great to be with you.
Roy, we've been talking about the partnerships, too, that the church can be engaged. That's some of the criticism we hear. We don't take care of babies once they're born, but my experience tells me differently, and I think your experience does, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, unfortunately, with everything going on in our culture, everyone, you know, has different opinions about what pro-life looks like. I take offense to that because I've been doing this for over 20 years of my life, and all of life is important, and especially the most vulnerable. And so we want to be very strong advocates. And I believe the church is stepping up in some ways that government policies and procedures cannot. So can we do more? Absolutely. But like I shared in our last show, churches are responding. We've contributed close to $1 million in just very tangible needs that families and children need. We have served close to 2,800 children. That's keeping them out of the system. I mean, we are doing stuff. And so I think a lot of people are just unaware of the work that's actually going on behind the scenes.
I want to say, let's proclaim it from the mountaintops, because pro-life means every stage of life to us, and especially coming alongside of vulnerable and youth children. Roy, I know you work with mental health and formed counseling. I mean, you have tangible goods that you provide. You do foster placement. Give other examples of how you see people really stepping up, and particularly the church.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just motivating your church. And so that's part of what it means to partner with us when we think of it from a church perspective is, you know, we're actively recruiting not just foster homes, we're recruiting host homes who really are kind of the foster family outside of the system.
Roy, as we close up, I want to thank you and give us your website. So if you're listening and you want to learn more, where should they go?
Yeah, so www.chne.org.
Once again, www.chne.org. Great. Thank you, Roy.
It's
God bless
great.
You.
Thank you.